2.
1, 2, 1, 2. Pretty loud in my headphones.
YOLO. I'm checking
check one, two, three. I like that. How's that sound for you guys? We got to have an Olympic fridge party and just hang out by it and get the vibe and the aura off of it. That's all we got to do. Maybe we should bring it over here because I don't want you getting evicted from your apartment. Maybe keep it safe.
Well, I was debating what I should do with it because the shipping company called and was like, well, it's a full-size fridge. It's on a pallet. Where do you want us to deliver it to? Someone's like, oh, put it in your office. I was like, well, no. I'd like to enjoy it and actually have a purpose with it. I don't have a lot of beer left over because I've been drinking so much lately. You know, I have issues.
Oh, what is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer!
Can't get enough of it.
Beer!
How we really love it.
Beer!
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer!
I could kiss and hug it.
Beer!
But I'd rather chug it.
Beer!
Got my belly out to here.
Beer!
I could not refuse it.
Beer!
I could really use a beer.
Beer!
Beer! Beer!
Anywho, on the Olympic topic, we've been hounded by this Cassie Howrish. She's a skeleton racer, and she wants to get on the show in the worst way. She's like hounding, and she's from Manitoba, so that's why.
She's from Brandon.
Is Brandon not in Manitoba?
She's from Brandon. That's where I'm from.
That's where you're from. Oh, that's where this is going. Okay, so I think we should do an opening. So where I'm Peaker, I'm Spider, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then.
I want to do The Rock.
You want to do what?
Can you smell what the Peaker is cooking? Blah, 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 blah,
blah. Okay, wait till I get to you. All right. Welcome one and all to It's a Show, a proud production of Sloan Baxter, Engaging Possibilities. I'm GA.
I'm Sparky.
I'm Peaker.
All right. That was uncalled for.
Can you smell what the Peaker's cooking?
This episode is being recorded in front of a live studio audience at Sparky's Sanctuary on Stanhope.
This whole thing's a crapshoot at best.
Just having a little bit of Rhinestone Cowboy on Saturday night.
Let's go here. We're going to have to kill the pre-show music.
Done.
Are we going to have that in the show? We should, eh?
I was saying for Periscope, we should roll a pre-show every time.
Yeah, let's do that. Is anyone following us right now?
We got one person watching.
Who is that?
I do not
know. Shout out.
It better be Coco.
It's a web viewer. Hello, web viewer.
Congratulations. You are the very first person in the history of the world to watch It's a Show's pre-show on Periscope. Crazy.
You're witnessing history right now.
Yeah, and this is, we're revisiting history with the It's a Show Olympic Lounge, and we've congregated at Sparky Sanctuary on Stanhope, and we got it all decked out, and we came here to broadcast this episode specifically so we could enjoy Sparky's brand new Olympic fridge that he won on Twitter.
Yeehaw!
It's unbelievable, this thing!
It's Facebook, but yes.
Oh, on Facebook. Oh, yeah.
And I'm convinced that it actually was in Russia because inside, on top of GA, there's a clipboard.
On top of the fridge,
okay, there's a clipboard. That was left in the fridge when I opened it up.
Oh, super cool.
And it's some sort of waiver that it looked like the Olympians had to sign.
So you can tell exactly which Olympians because some of the signatures.
Except they've stopped. There's only like 5 signatures and then they stopped caring.
Got an Osmond on there, Caitlin Osmond.
But at the very top, it says the location. It says Sochi. So I was like, oh, man, maybe it was really there.
That is so cool.
That is confirmed. Sochi Adler?
Yeah, that's... I Wikipedia'd it, and yeah, that's a thing.
Is it?
It's a thing.
Okay, so you know what else is a thing? Is the inside of this fridge is like, like it should have music when you open it. Would that be cool to have a Canadian band, different band play every time you open the fridge?
Oh, that'd be amazing.
It's got capacity for days, but what stymies me is... That it's actually got an egg holder in the door. Like, what guy is going to put eggs in this fridge? And it's got a crisper drawer on the bottom, too. Or is that for more beer?
No, that's the crisper situation. But I think I'm missing a shelf because they don't exactly slide. They don't fit. You know what I'm saying?
Send it back.
Who even cares?
That's exactly it.
Like, that thing is the coolest thing ever, too.
It is the coolest.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
This bachelor pad is the coolest.
You know what? I may know a girl... who would be totally into this batch pad?
They found our location on Periscope and they're coming.
That's right. That's the sirens you hear. You know what's funny is that last night I was getting a few things for groceries. It's the awkward part of the month where there's almost no monies, you know?
I'm aware.
Individual who is on a strict budget. So I'm like, I need a few things to tie me over to payday, right? And I'm like, I'm in the grocery store and I'm like, I think I should get bacon. Bacon was on sale. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get bacon. I'm going to make bacon and eggs tomorrow morning, as in Saturday morning. And you know what I did this morning? I made bacon and eggs.
Saw that on Twitter.
Yeah. Nice.
It was delicious.
Yeah, and you know, the thing that kills me is when you're between, you're at the, you know, and I'm a grown man. I should not be between paychecks and worried about that, but I still am. And you know what the insult to injury is every time you use the debit card, it puts the total up there, like $161. Yeah. Okay?
No,
it's not okay at all.
No.
None of it's okay. I don't want that. What's the other option?
I haven't, you know what? It's funny that you bring up the bacon and eggs, because I haven't had bacon since my...
The bacon incident?
Oh, yes. I honestly, every time I've tried to choke down a piece of bacon, it's been... Like, it's been bad.
Can we pause for 1 second?
Sure.
Because this is a great song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Here, let me.
You should periscope this.
I am periscoping for the one viewer.
Okay, no. Where's the camera?
On my phone.
Oh, it's your phone.
Don't get my face.
In the face. Shaking his moneymaker.
This is a great stress reliever. Okay. I'm gonna tell Coco33
to tune in.
To tune in to Periscope.
You know, and right before you got here, Peek. We were just saying, Sparky and I were commenting on the fact that we have such an engaged social media audience now and how cool that is.
Yeah.
And we owe a lot of that debt of gratitude to G-Fark in Toronto, who's just been working the Twitter and Facebook relentlessly.
Amazing.
Doing a good job.
Oh, yeah.
Let's drink to him. Let's have a cheers.
Well, first of all, we got to let the listeners know what we're actually drinking.
Okay, so this, I went to the liquor store, and as I usually do, I checked the flyer because that's where the deals are.
You bet.
And this is a brand new product from Big Rock. It's called Rhinestone Cowboy.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a
It's nice. A beauty. Check it out. Check out the label.
I'm going to critique it a little bit.
Okay.
Right now.
Go nuts.
It's not bad. It's actually, this is probably my first time I've actually really on purpose have tried a Kolsch style ale. It's good. It doesn't leave that sort of that aftertaste, you know what
There's
I mean?
No, like, it's not crisp. Like, you're not getting any burning sensation on your tongue. It's just really smooth. It says all natural brewed with, I don't have my glasses and I can't see. With pale and Vienna malts aged at lager temperatures, a refreshing ale is light in body.
Right.
This is like me. Light in body and appearance with aromas of clean malt and fruit and a bunch of noble hops. Oh, a touch of noble hops. This cowboy joins the ranks of our great session beers.
Nice.
And Sparky's taken the It's a Show logo off the TV. The giant TV he's got in his man pad here, bachelor pad. And now we're watching Twitter, so if anybody else gets on the Periscope, we can see.
Yeah, these are the notifications. And like you said, G-Fark's been working the crowd. And over the last couple of days, a lot of fans showing the love.
I know.
Hashtag grow the show.
It's awesome.
Grow the show. That's the most important thing in all of our lives right now.
All right. Okay, so we got, actually, we're looking right now, and I'm looking at Lynn Borle. Or is it Borle?
Borle, I think.
Borle, at Lynn Borle. Stayed awake way too long last night thinking about de-nutifying cattle and picking rocks. Thanks, It's a Show pod Prairie Oysters.
Oh, that's the episode when intern Scooby Sway and I went to my brother-in-law's ranch in Saskatchewan.
Oh, that was a classic.
Nutting calves.
That was a good one.
Wow, good one.
I'm like, did I miss something?
Have you ever had prairie oysters before?
Yeah, I have.
I have.
Okay, well, so we are going to be talking about some Brandon stuff coming up, I think.
Still ahead this week on It's a Show, an interview with a death-defying Olympian. She's a skeleton racer on Canada's national team. Her name is Cassie Horesh, despite the way it's spelt. And we talked about her last week. She got wind that we were talking about her, and she said, I got to get on this show. And That's awesome. We made it happen. She's from Brandon, Manitoba.
Yeah, so we were just talking about prairie oysters and Brandon. And the local watering hole country bar, Houston's, at that point, did serve them. We actually tried a prairie oyster and threw up right after.
There's a lot of throwing up in your history.
I think if you didn't know what they were, I think you'd be okay with it. I think I've had them before, but I knew what they were and I couldn't get past that. So it was a mind thing.
I know it was.
There's no taste.
Well, actually, we had a couple of events when we were in Edmonton and they had a prairie oyster bar.
Yeah.
And you had to sidle up there and do that. Coco Mojito says, it's a show pod. I think you boys deserve two Chinese suppers. Just saying. You check the stats. What happened? Did we surpass it or are we still behind?
No, we're still behind. I don't know. We had seven.
Here's what we can't figure out.
Yeah, this is what we can't figure out.
So Podbean.com is one set of stats. Google Analytics is a separate set of stats. If you put them together, we're way over the top, but which one is right? We don't know.
Maybe one's linked to the other.
Well, no. We have 18 plays in China. Boom. So I was just ready for that. But but then in Podbean, it's only showing 4.
Where's Big Rock Brewery?
Right there. Big Rock Brewery.
Because that's what we're drinking.
I know you are.
Get those guys on alerts right now. How does that work?
Should I tweet at them?
Yeah, tweet at them.
What do I tweet?
Say, take a picture. You got a picture?
Take a picture of them.
No, like, put the picture on. Don't say take a picture of them.
I didn't take a picture.
Well, take a picture of the label.
Hold on.
Oh, my God. We're drinking because we're celebrating Sparky's end of school year.
Closer together. Look at the screen for reference. Move your face. Jeez.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's
a great photo, dude.
That's an amazing. Do we still have followers on Periscope going on right now?
I've stopped streaming because the one audience person left.
This sucks.
It's only like 3 to 4 weeks old. It's still catching
being
on.
Being popular is very difficult.
It's also Saturday night and people got lives.
And I'll tell you what the biggest problem is you got to download the app and then you got to sign up and sign in with your Twitter.
First of all, you got to remember what password to get the app.
Okay, so he's referring to an incident that happened before you got here. I can't get into my Twitter because I forgot the password. It's been a really bad week for me with passwords.
Tell me about it because
I'm locked out. I spent the last hour and a half at work visiting because there is no. I'm locked out of my computer. I can't get back in.
Yeah,
I don't think that's my fault, to be honest with you. But
no,
it could be. I don't know.
That's happened to me before once when I was 12.
I'm gonna hit you in this.
Oh hey, you know what, guys? I just want to let you know that I did moisturize.
No,
nice.
You didn't.
Nice.
Yeah. Did you? You bowed
ring
the peer
pressure. Ring that bell.
And then I shared my feelings after, so...
He's not. He didn't.
I moisturized just before you guys came over, so...
You know what? I said that with a fear of reprisal from all of my redneck relatives in Saskatchewan.
Did you get it?
No, because they haven't listened. Mm. But my brother-in-law, he used to listen to every episode.
Yeah.
Kirk Clavin, the mailman.
Right.
But no longer.
Yeah, so I put on my favorite blouse after. It was...
Okay, wise guy.
Just cut him off. Hey, Sparky, I want you to try, because you're celebrating the end of school year, I want you to try one of these Rhinestone Cowboys.
Sure,
it is really good. I think you'll like it.
I think
I just want to note for the record, there is a scratch on the side of this fridge door that I did not put there.
Where?
Right here.
Well, to be fair, like I said, I think
you got to buff it out like a car.
The fridge was in Russia, so I think that's understandable. There's also some tape residue on the side. I don't know if you noticed, but they had it wrapped.
Oh, here. Oh.
Well, I mean, they had to ship it to Russia and stuff.
You can get that off with rubbing alcohol.
Nice.
Yeah. But you know what you got to do? Oh, maybe check that on the internet because I don't want to take the paint off. The other thing that you should note is that remember my idea about when the fridge door opens, music plays?
Oh, yeah.
We should have that Russia theme from Rocky when he went to take on Drago.
I don't know.
Was it Drago Malfoy or what was the guy's name, the big guy?
You know what? I started working out again.
Can't wait to try the Thirsty Beaver.
Oh, geez.
What's happening now?
Sorry. The money. Oh. But
when did you start to work out again? I haven't seen you do nothing.
No, I know. Well, that's the thing. I went last night for
at where?
A quick run.
Oh,
around the block.
I bet you it was quick.
I gotta do that.
It was super quick, and I was just thinking, like, you know, that 80s sort of music in my mind. Like, I didn't have any headphones on or anything, but I was sitting there. I was running, and I'm like, yeah, I'm like, okay, the Rocky theme has to come through with me right now. And I maybe went like 300 yards, and I was almost dying.
Oh, you know what I do? I run walk.
You run walk.
Like, so you run a little bit, and then you walk.
When you're starting out, that's what you're supposed to do. And do the run walk.
They also say it burns way more calories if you just give quick bursts.
If you ever figure out your Apple iTunes password, there's a great app for that. The run walk tells you when to run, tells you when to walk.
Probably have to go with you because we know I'm not going to figure it out.
Yeah.
How about if we do the It's the Show Run Club?
We could do that.
I want to get a little bulldog. I want to be in the gray things with the Converse things and a black toque. Be like Rocky.
That'd be sweet.
That would be awesome.
Maybe we can periscope it.
Mm.
Can we periscope that?
As long as you got a good connection to the...
Periscoping to me is useless unless we're recording it.
Like, can you use it over 3G or 4G?
Yes, and you can save the footage afterwards.
You can save it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's... Sorry about that Periscope. I didn't realize you were so smart.
I mean, I love it.
You do?
You do, like it?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
man. It's got the German guy in the front and a rooster.
He's a German cowboy. He's got a cowboy hat and short pants and cowboy boots.
He's got lederhosen.
Lederhosen. And there's some cool bridge, which reminds me of Saskatoon in the background there. City of Bridges.
Do Saskatoons have castles? Saskatoons?
Yeah, we got the Besbro Hotel, which is a castle.
Look at you in your fancy hotel.
I know all about it. You don't have those bad boys in Westlock or wherever the hell you're from.
Where are you from, anyways?
Well done, yes. Westlock, Alberta is home of various notables, including Carolyn Dawn Johnson.
If I'm not over you by the time I get to Georgia, then I guess I'll be Alabama bound. There was a time when I'd do anything for you, but this time, baby, I won't turn around. Yeah.
Carolyn Dawn Johnson.
She's from Westlock, Alberta.
She graduated high school there, so she claims she's sort of from there, and she's sort of from Deadwood.
Did she sing,
is it Deadwood? That's in North Dakota.
No, Denwood, Deadwood. Grand Prairie
South
area.
South Dakota.
South Dakota. Oh, yeah. Excuse me, I don't know about that. No. I've been there, but I didn't realize.
No, I know why, because it was one hell of a family trip that took place down there one time.
See, we did that too, but we went through both Dakotas, so I didn't know which was north and south.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Check the compass.
It was a disaster show. I'll never do that trip again.
So this was with your kids?
No, this is with your dad.
Yeah, same with that. It was awesome. Well, we went all the way to Nebraska in a motorhome.
What is happening? I never went anywhere cool when I was a kid.
Oh, we went to this Deadwood, and it's actually, I'm going to give a shout out to my mom, because...
You hated the trip?
No. Oh, no, because my mom...
Mom, this is the worst experience of my life. Thank you.
My mom's the best. Like, okay, so anyways, she's listening. By the way, biggest fan.
Is she listening to this show? Your mother?
I know.
Oh, my God. Now we're going to have to watch our content.
My dad doesn't even listen to this show.
Oh, my mom does.
Does your dad know how to work the computer? No. My mom doesn't either.
Yeah, so anyway, so my mom takes us on this big extravaganza down to Deadwood. First, we went down to Minneapolis. We hung out there, caught a baseball game and just kind of hung out.
Cool.
And then we worked our way around and we came to see Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's awesome.
Yeah, and then we hit Deadwood. And just kind of give a background, Deadwood is basically a tourist trap. It's like an old,
Old West town.
Old West town. With the gambling and all that kind of stuff. Anyways, so my mom at the time, or she's retired now. No, I guess she's not. She's consulting a little bit, right? But she was a counselor in addictions and specifically with gambling. And after years and years of her preaching to us, never gamble, you lose your money, and thank God she did, because I don't gamble. But so we were visiting there, and we were in this parlor or this lounge or bar or
like
whatever you want to call
parlor. You never heard that anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm trying to think of the Old West. What do you call them? I don't know. But
saloon?
Saloon.
Yeah.
Nice.
We're in the saloon. My brother and I were allowed in on one side, but adults were only allowed on the other side to, you know, playing these penny
slots.
Yep. But on the kids' side, there was all these arcade games and stuff like that. So we were playing all these arcade games, and my mom and my my stepdad got sucked into the evilness of penny slots. It was one of those things where we were out of change, standing there waiting for about an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, I think, at one point for my mom to come out from gambling at those penny slots. And yeah, she was, and it was actually funny because I'm like, Mom, can we go? And she's like, oh no, I just got this one more roll of pennies to play on this.
Oh,
this slot.
My. So and I she's like, gonna love this story, by the way.
She will love this story because I got the chance to say, you know what, Mom, gambling can be a problem. And and she laughed. We laughed about it. It was funny. It was funny. But you know
but
what?
You can see, like, I heard a whole documentary on the radio about gambling addictions. And you can actually see how that, even if you've ever been to any casino or local or Vegas or whatever, it can get away from you.
Not to get too, you know, serious or whatever, but, you know, she was kind of a pioneer as far as the gambling addictions. Because at the time in Manitoba, they just introduced the video lottery terminals.
Yeah, which I got caught up in. Those are easy, man.
Those are really easy, and they're made for you to lose.
Yeah.
Like right from the start, you know, she was always in, you know, drugs or alcohol, you know, addictions. But then she got into the gambling when it first got introduced. That was part of the you know, the deal. You bring in these VLT machines, you know, you got to pay for
counselors. Yeah.
And so she actually pioneered quite a bit of, paved the way for actually.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Your family, like Peeker's dad, former superintendent of schools and a consultant and everything, like a lot of cool stuff. Your family's contributed to the province of Manitoba.
When there's only 10 people in the area, you can really be superstars.
it's easy for a Peeker to stand out.
Per capita. You know, I think I was going to be the mayor for the day.
Coming up with Cassie Haresh, we have our Best of Brandon Brain Buster. Peeker put this together, so this is going to tell the tale if Cassie is actually from the metropolis of Brandon, Manitoba, because you'd have to be a long time Brandononians. If she's truly a Brandononian, she'll get them.
She'll
all
know. Yeah. Sorry, Mom.
I can't wait to get to the Thirsty Beaver.
Thirsty Beaver,
which is
brother.
What your son brought, Mrs. Peeker.
Well, yes.
What's her name now?
Mrs. Madame Peeker.
Madame Peeker.
Madame Peeker.
Was she like a en français teacher as well?
No. Oh.
Hello, bonjour.
She was Irish.
Because that's what my wife's title is, Madame.
Madame. No, I just.
Madame, awesome.
It goes along with the theme of it. It's a show. We try to keep anonymity. Anonymity.
Bunch of college kids over there.
Okay. I had a whole agenda so that we could make this taping smooth, but we're nowhere near that at all.
And all right.
It's okay. I'm okay with it.
Is the interview going on this episode?
The injury?
The interview.
Oh.
With Cassie. Cassie Hot Pants.
Cassie Hot Pants.
Oh, she's going to love that.
That's going in.
Oh, boy. Oh. But she said that, and I think I'm interpreting this properly, one of her lifetime goals, passionate dreams, is to be live in studio with us.
What? Is that a dream? How's that a goal?
I'm pretty sure I got that right. I'll have to check the tape.
I know every time I grace myself.
Where's she from?
Pardon
Where's
me?
She living?
Every time you do what? What's your song?
I grace myself in your company. Does that even make sense? Whenever I'm around you guys,
yeah,
it's my dream. It's my dream.
Yeah, that's because we moisturize and we're smooth.
I freaking love you.
You should have been, you should have been here when this was an hour-long episode, hour-plus episode.
Yeah, so back in the old days, we used to have room to move. And now G-Fark's got us all constrained and we got it 30 minutes or less or whatever.
Yeah. Tough. It's almost like sex, right? It's like, you know, you think you can,
Peeker.
You almost think you can last an hour, but really... Only half
really,
an hour.
What's the point?
Yeah, really. It's too much
I'm
work.
Not commenting on any of that because I have standing in this community.
To quote Seinfeld, sometimes you just have to fake it because you've had enough already and you just want to get to bed.
Exactly. Thank you.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
I was just on your Wikipedia page in Italian.
That's the only one that exists. I don't know.
Apparently you're 62 kilograms and 165 centimeters.
Okay, I guess that's wrong, too. I don't know where they're getting this information. That's all incorrect, sir, because I'm embarrassed for both of us right now.
Recovery is the big part of the, my talent as an interviewer, recovery.
I understand. They don't teach us how to crash either. We just do it.
And we're going to talk about that, too. Cassie Haresh is our special guest. Welcome to installment number one of the Best of Brandon Manitoba series. The only podcast series highlighting the accomplishments and exploits of famous Brandonites, Brandononians, people from Brandon.
Are there going to be others? There's more of us.
Yeah, well, Peaker, who is a co-host on the show, is actually the most famous person from Brandon ever. So he's...
I would contest that statement. He doesn't even moisturize. So.
I love the fact that you've been paying attention with the home game. That's nice. Playing along. We've got Derek Watson teed up next, and he's actually a morning co-host on Rock 102 in my hometown of Saskatoon, and originally went to grade school with Peaker.
Lucky. Mm-hmm. Well, there are a lot of us that are super cool, so you just sounds like you're just like magnetizing them to you.
Yeah, I guess.
Because so far you have like a trifecta of awesome that you know, so you're welcome.
Trifecta of awesome. I like that. We're going to use that, and it's copyright. Patent pending. It's a show.
You are a thief.
Stolen.
Already.
Stolen.
2 minutes in.
Okay, so, well, I said this is installment number one, but I guess if you count Peaker and who wouldn't, this is installment number two of the Best of Brandon. Cassie Haresh, welcome to It's a Show. Thanks for doing this tonight.
Thank you for having me, even though you made the audience believe that I was harassing you to get on the show.
I don't know what you're talking about, and if you continue along this crazy path, we're going to have to hang up.
Okay, fine. I am so honored.
Yes.
It is amazing.
You described the art of skeleton racing as finding the perfect edge between control and crashing. In that moment, you fly, which coincidentally is the same way we describe the art of putting together It's a Show every week. So that is so weird. And it's an awesome description.
Thank you.
I can tell you have a degree in journalism.
What? Yeah, no, it totally is that, though. I mean, you know, people always want to know, what is it like, right? We get that. And that is the best way I can explain it, because either you found that edge and you're going as fast as you possibly can, or you're on your back, period. So, you know, there's not much room for error, pun intended. You know, you really ought to be on your game in skeleton.
This is not my first day at the Skeleton Rodeo, because I am actually friends with Melvis Hollingsworth.
Melvis.
Perhaps you've heard of her work.
I do know her quite well. Yeah, I saw a picture, I believe, of you wearing one of her more elegant speed suits.
Yeah, well, that's just recreationally. I like to throw that on for special events.
Like I said to you in an email about that, I believe I need to get you in one of mine now just to see.
I don't know. What I mean, it's not a weight issue, obviously, because we're both athletes, but it might be a height problem, and the crotch rides up, and that can be life-changing.
That's life-changing for all of us, you know? There's nothing left to the imagination in a skeleton suit for any of us.
You look like superheroes.
Uh-huh. They actually only, when you touch them, like a high-end speed suit, I'm not sure. The one you had on, I mean, looked really classic, but classic in the maybe older way.
Yeah, yeah. It was a little retro. It was a little retro.
But when you actually, like, feel them, if you go the direction that we slide, so from, like, the top of the suit down towards the feet, it's very smooth. And if you touch it the other way, it's kind of got a bit of a kind of, it's, like, kind of grainy. So they actually are built to go one direction only.
If you don't mind me asking, what do you wear underneath that thing?
Not a lot. I believe that they refer to it as skin to win for the most part.
Skin to win. Okay.
I mean, you do you do Holy. Have a sports bra and underwear, but we don't have padding or anything like that. Like some people wonder, you know, how
yeah.
speed racers have built-in pad. We don't have any of that. It's just a spandex suit that goes all the way over my head and all the way over my feet just before my toes and all the way just before my hands on my before my fingers on my hands. And it's the craziest suit ever, but they don't put that in the like what you're going to have to do when you do skeleton document. You just think it's going to be rad, and then they give you the suit, and it's so tiny, and you think, oh, really? I'm going to get in that. Okay, here we go.
Thanks for listening to the latest episode of It's a Show. Guys, that was a blast. And Cassie, thank you so much for your time. She's a very busy Olympic hopeful, and she spent some of her very valuable time with us morons, and we really appreciate it.
Cassie Hot Pants. Finger guns.
I love you, Cassie.
Cassie,
sign my fridge. And that is not a code for anything. I have a real fridge.
He's got an Olympic fridge.
And you're an Olympian.
So that would work out great. So we definitely invite you, and I will make sure that the guys are on their best behavior. We'll probably keep the fridge locked so there's no alcohol involved, but it would be a pleasure to have you live in studio for a future episode of It's a Show, if there are any more after Peeker's mother gets a hold of us. And thank you, Periscope, for your wonderful technology. We streamed part of the show live on video, the pre-show, where we were rocking out to some 80s tunes. I think that should be a thing. That should be a sponsorable feature. Okay, we got some Kim Mitchell rocking. As we close out this episode of It's a Show, keep it going. Keep it going. So just enough so that we can talk over it. Yeah. As we close out this episode of It's a Show, we would just like to remind you that we're here 24/7 on podbean.com. Facebook, It's a Show Podcast, also on Twitter at It's a Show Pod, and Sparky, if I'm not mistaken, we're on the Instagrams.
We're on Instagram, and don't forget, G-Fark says the all-new www.itsashowpod.com.
He wants to really plug that, and he also wants to let the world know that we're the underdogs, and if you can help us, hashtag grow the show, tweet your brains out, let's get this going. We've got momentum now, and we're not going to forsake it, unless, of course, summer holidays come up, and then we'll be doing reruns. God bless and be good, not because you always want to, but because you really should.
Hot pants.
What are the finger guns? Is that what he said? Oh. That was bad.
We're faking
That's
it.
That's good, though.